This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, 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 well. Looky here. Looky here. It's all over again. You know what? It's Saturday night. It's New York City. It's Radio Night Live. And we welcome yet one more radio station to the airwaves tonight. Yes, yes, yes. The very lovely 105.5 FM in Orlando, Florida. So we're glad to have 105.5 FM, The Answer, in Orlando. We welcomed Omaha last week. We welcomed Portland a few weeks ago. Friends, it's just getting nutty how good this show's getting, how far it's going. So thank you for spending your time with us on this Friday night. Those of you in New York, I understand you got a little bit of separation anxiety, but I want you to hear me out on this. If you are used to getting us on AM 970 The Answer on the radio dial, just turn on your television, channel 44. Or just get us here on online. There's a little thing going on. We're working on it. We'll be back shortly on AM 970, but we're glad to be with you tonight. We are in some, 15 major markets. We're in 300 radio stations across the country overall. And then we got 44 million TV households. So we're just grateful to have you with us. I have opened up the Facebook chat, which we have all of six viewers in right now. So if you're on Facebook, you can go over and jump into the chat room there. But I want to talk about my weird mailbag this week. I mean, this was beyond strange for a couple of years. But let me give you the preview of the show first. Okay, so let's go to the big board. We've got coming up in the next segment, Lila Rose will be with us. There's a major story that is developing out of the pro-life matter that it deals with the drug RU486. And Lila Rose, one of the most important pro-life activists in the country, whose picture is on this screen. And there we go. She will be with us to talk about the very important rationale as to why this should not be being expanded in terms of its application. We will chat with her about that. Then you see here in the middle this Uma Thurman character. The lady is complaining about something, and it's an odd thing to complain about, given all the circumstances about which she was in the middle of. It struck me as ironic. So we're gonna touch on that. So that's Uma Thurman. Then in the second hour we got MJ Kronfeld coming back tonight. She is on fire about a number of things, but Israel, the UN, women in the campaign, tons of stuff in the ladies' lounge. MJ will be back with us. Do you see the Chewbacca mask here? Oh, you can't because we got the lower third on the screen. Well, if you're listening by way of radio, you can't see it anyway. But there's this viral video that went 50 million people wide in a matter of about 48 hours. That became the most widespread Facebook shared live video ever. Chewbacca is related to it. If you're a Star Wars fan, you'll love that. Okay, so that's the preview. Now, there you go. And the poor lady, that she wasn't expecting to become a star from all of this. But my goodness, when she bought that Chewbacca mask, she just had no idea how her life was going to change. It just was not. She was not prepared for it. Okay, I've got a couple of other weird things I want to get to. First of all, I don't know who actually this person is, and as you can see, I've blocked out all of their references and names that might give any clue as to who they are in the correspondence. But I just want to read a bit of what they sent to me. It says, "Dear Kevin, I'm a big fan of yours, and I saw recently that you endorsed Donald Trump for president." I just know that they're just, you know, so dead on target right away, like the first sentence. I'm a big fan of yours, and I noticed that you recently endorsed Donald Trump for president. Awesome. I am also 46 years old. They know my age, but they don't know that I didn't endorse Donald Trump for president. They didn't know that it would be like a cold day in a very hot place before I would endorse Donald Trump for president. I might have to vote for him, but that don't mean I'm going to endorse him. Anyway, so I'm 46-year-old. I've never really been involved in politics and obviously have no clue what politics I'm involved in. But always interested and have believed that any of the candidates were truly different than others, but just part of the Washington system who will do whatever they want, who will say whatever they think we want to hear despite what the truth is or what their true intentions are. Well, they've got a good clue of who Donald Trump is. Saying whatever we want to hear, despite what the truth is. Example, he admitted today that they lied about how much money they raised for the veterans in the Iowa thing. You know, oh, we raised $6 million. Yeah, turned out not to be anywhere near that. Anyway, so now enter Donald Trump. This guy sure seems to be different. Oh, that's good. I just had to let that out. A big slap in the face to the establishment. The one he paid for the last 40 years. Who might actually turn Washington upside down and thereby get it somewhat straightened out. My guess is that he will make some mistakes along the way. Why would you think that? I think he's going to be perfect. Day one, just never miss a beat. My guess is he'll make some mistakes, but my guess is also that those things will pale in comparison to the good that he will do. Friend, you and I can only pray that that is, in fact, the very case. Imagine putting America first. Yeah, imagine if he only did, since he outsources all of his manufacturing to other. He says he's going to fix trade. He doesn't even do trade with Trump Enterprises the way he says the rest of the country is going to do. So I don't know. Imagine treating American vets. Imagine treating American vets with more respect than illegal immigrants. I don't know. Did he ever say he was going to raise money for illegal immigrants and then say he raised three times the amount he raised and said he gave it all to charity and then didn't only gave like 30% of it? I mean, is that how it worked? I don't know. Imagine demanding that people who want welfare have to be off of drugs as people with their jobs. The list goes on. My fingers are crossed. Mine too, pal. We're hoping for the best on this one. Anyway, the real reason for writing you is I wanted to send you these coins that I got on Amazon, and it is because I appreciate your support of Donald Trump, and I hope you will continue supporting him proudly. He actually sent me Trump dollars. Trump dollars. See? I guess they're dollars. I don't know. Maybe they're a bazillion dollar because they got Trump's name on them. But they are Trump dollars. There's a gold one, which I doubt is gold. It would be cool if it was. And then there's a silver one. And they both say, "Make America Great Again, Trump 2016, Liberty." They're Liberty. They got Liberty written on the top of them. See right there, it says Liberty. And then on the back it says, "United States of America, in God We Trust." Oh. With the Statue of Liberty. So I'm guessing, I don't know what, he blew like $29 each on these? I don't know. I mean, if this is real gold, but would he have sent it in just a little plastic flip case like that if it was real gold? Anyway, I don't know. Oddest gift I've ever been given. Kid you not. Weirdest thing ever. Trump dollars. He's not even president yet. And stop laughing. Not even president, and he's got his own currency. Check that out. Trump dollars, Liberty, gold, and silver, Trump 2016. Thank you, Chris, for your faithful listenership to this broadcast and everything that I have ever said in my life. So then that was one of the weird things. I got another weird thing. Now, see, this came from... we don't have a return address on this. Okay, so it just says, warning, opening this may cause trembling, excitement, laughter, anticipation, open at your own risk, copyright world's most exciting cards. Well, who could keep from opening something that's labeled world's most exciting card, right? So it's come to the office here in the studio. So I'm going to rip this thing open here, and then look at this. This is cute. It's just it's a greeting card because I wanted one of these with all of the many faces of Donald Trump on it. And there's one of him holding up his tiny hands. There's one of him, I don't know, looks kind of constipated in that picture. Here's one of him about to say the F word. Here's one, he's obviously yelling at somebody. Here's one, I think he's firing someone on NBC on that one. Here's one, he's looking kind of presidential in this one, kind of, I don't know, austere, looking out the window, kind of imagining what it is he could be doing. Here's he's slicking his slick hair back. Here's another one of him admiring his own tiny hands. See, the hands are the big unifier here. So you get this, and it's all exciting, right? Because it's a greeting card from Donald Trump, I guess. And then, oh, my gosh. Somebody put a rubber band and a washer on the inside, so it vibrated like a bumblebee in your hand when you open it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys.
And if you're watching on Viz TV Coast to Coast, that's a beautiful shot of the Brooklyn Bridge tonight. And we're glad to have you with us no matter where you're at. There's lots and lots of fun that we have every Saturday night. So thank you for hanging with us, and thank you for being live. Radio Night Live from New York each weeknight. And if you want to follow along, play along, watch the TV feed, you can do that at TheBingeThinker.com if you don't have a Biz TV affiliate in your area. I think you can also log on to Ustream and watch the Radio Night Live feed or the Biz TV feed, either one. That'll give it to you. You can also just jump on my Facebook page tonight. We've got a behind-the-scenes in-studio cam running on Facebook Live. And so we're glad to have all of that. I'm honored to have my next guest because she's one of the most important people of her age in the country. Lila Rose, at a very, very young age, became a major activist in the pro-life cause. And she was, from a very early age, concerned about the welfare of unborn children. And this week, the FDA and the feds decided that they were going to take a different kind of turn with what the drug RU486 could be expanded to apply to. And so she is here to discuss this with us. And I think she's joining us from Washington, D.C., our nation's capital tonight. Hello, Lila Rose.
Hi, Kevin. Great to talk with you. I'm actually out in California.
Okay. See, I know you're one of these bi-coastal people. You spend time all over the place.
True.
There's a ton that we have to talk about today, and I don't know how tight you are on time, but I want to make sure we get the most important things in. This issue of the president's access to the abortion pill RU486. First of all, that we may have a lot of people listening in Afternoon Drive that don't know much about RU486. Give us a little bit of the background of the controversy about the pill as it is, and then what was it about the president's FDA mandated access to it that has you concerned?
Of course. So this pill, RU486, is in two sets of pills, abortion pills. The first of which starves the embryo that's developing in the first trimester. So the heart's already beating, the brain is forming, you know, arm and leg buds have developed already by five, six weeks. And what happens is the drug starves the child by cutting off the nutrients through the placenta and then force a very, really painful and dangerous miscarriage on the woman. And what these two drugs do then are being administered at home by the woman, self-administered, and she's bleeding out at home, and then there's a doctor visit at the end. You know, the old regulations had another doctor visit thrown in to check up and just make sure she had actually had the miscarriage. But really, really brutal, can be lethal for women. Women have died because of this drug, and of course the preborn child dies. What the FDA has done, Kevin, is expand the use of the drug. So now you can be through 10 weeks pregnant, and you can actually use this drug. And the more, every week after about 6-7 weeks that you use the drug later in pregnancy, the drug is less effective because the baby's bigger, quite frankly. And that means that it's not successful in killing the child, or it's not successful in forcing the miscarriage. So many women later on have to go back for a second surgical abortion, or because they're forcing miscarriage later on, it's more dangerous for the woman, and it can cause internal bleeding, hemorrhaging. It can ultimately cause other problems that can be lethal or very problematic for the woman. So that's why it's so disturbing what the FDA has done, basically in conjunction with Planned Parenthood and with the pharmaceutical companies that are making money off of this drug.
So let me be very, very, let me deconstruct and go a little bit slow so that we can go fast again. What you're saying is this is a dangerous drug that women are in essence left to self-medicate with.
Yes. So it's a drug that in and of itself forces miscarriage, so it's dangerous to the woman and, of course, lethal to the child, and it's self-administered in that she's bleeding out at home.
Well, and that's my point. That's my point. This is really something that, if it was going to be properly handled from the very beginning, should probably only be in really, you know, medical professional hands. But they are wanting to make it more accessible and more usable for women to do at home on their own. And this is not even taking into account the fact that it's ending an innocent human life, being that of the baby itself. The dangers of this should be something that I would think, if it was under any other circumstances, most women's groups in the country would be like, hey, you can't allow that to be the situation the way it is. I mean, and I don't know that we have a comparable illustration to compare it to, but if something posed as much of a risk as this is, wouldn't it be standard fare for women's rights groups in America to be really up in arms about it?
Yes, especially because it's Planned Parenthood who's selling these drugs and making money off of them, and then who could make money off of the second abortion procedure when the drugs fail. You need to go back for the surgical procedure because the drugs didn't work. And because it's pharmaceutical money, who's pushing this at the FDA, saying, basically, again, we want to sell more drugs. So the absence of the voices of these so-called pro-women's groups is stunning, also considering the fact that if you have an ectopic pregnancy, Kevin, so that means you'll never have one, but some women, they have tubal pregnancies, or they have pregnancies
right,
where the baby doesn't implant in the uterus, it implants elsewhere. This RU46 abortion pill does not cause a miscarriage of that child because it's not, the child's implanted in the wrong place. What that means is the woman's still pregnant, and she could go through, because of, again, the lack of medical supervision, she could go through, ultimately that could rupture, the baby will die, and then the woman's life is in danger again because she tests as being, you know, she doesn't know she's still pregnant. She thinks that she has miscarried. So there's all kinds of other aspects about why this is very dangerous, because they're removing one of the mandatory doctor's visits in this new FDA expansion, and they're allowing the drug to be used almost through the full first trimester.
And let's be very clear here. They're removing that doctor's visit. They're making it more accessible, and they're creating this mandate for it, not because there's some compelling reason for the health of the mother that's improved, or for the health of the child that's improved. We obviously know what's going to happen to the child. But so then curious minds will say, so why are they demanding increased access, wider access, quicker access? And the only thing that can come to mind is that there's a we will advance the cause of convenience abortions as much as possible while Obama liveth. I mean, this seems to be another one of those shots against pro-family types of people before he gets out of office.
I think you're exactly right, Kevin, that this is a, you know, forget you to actually pro-lifers, people who care about life in the womb, but then also to health for women. It's a nod to pharmaceutical companies. It's a nod to abortion advocates because they, and pro-abortion, you know, chains because they get money off of this. And that's why Congress 3 weeks ago, Marsha Blackburn's office and others, you know, opened an inquiry and said, demanded that the FDA send them all the correspondence that led to this egregious decision, said that, you know, Congress opened the inquiry and said, we need this information about what were the correspondence between you and Planned Parenthood, you and the pharmaceutical company, because this is an outrage, and, you know, this is harmful for women and, of course, for children.
Of course it is. We're speaking with Lila Rose, who's the founder of Live Action. You can tweet her at Live Action. At Live Action is easy enough. LiveAction.org is her website. Kevin McCullough is my name. Lila, stay with us. I want to ask you about the election when we continue. Do we have two pro-choice candidates running against one another? Your perspective is one of the most important pro-life icons in America. Lila Rose, my guest right now. It's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And saying good evening to FM 105.5, The Answer in Orlando. Glad to have you with us tonight. Kevin McCullough coming right back to New York. It's Radio Night Live.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
All right, so glad you're with us. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. And yet to come on the broadcast tonight, we've got Melissa Jane Kronfeld who'll be with us. She's a returning visitee in the ladies' lounge. And we've also got some things to say about the Chewbacca mask lady, Leo DiCaprio. If there's any Egypt Air updates, we'll get them for you before we're done. And also Uma Thurman's big protestation this week. I don't know if she says she's all upset and she feels violated. Because the heir to the Fiat car kingdom, because you know Fiats are king, you know, there's a kingdom behind that. She feels very uncomfortable about something that happened. But I got a question about that. Anyway, we're speaking right now with Lila Rose, who is one of the top 30 most important pro-life activists in the country. And Lila, you could not have predicted how awful, weird, insane, zany, and otherwise crazy this election year has been. From a pro-life perspective, where do you sit on this very important question?
Well, I think, first of all, a lot of folks are really, this year has been crazy for a lot of people, and they think, what is going on in America with the election? But it's very clear when you compare presumptive nominee Donald Trump on the Republican side with the potentially presumptive nominee on the Democrat side, Hillary Clinton, who is stronger on life. And it's true, you know, Donald Trump used to be in support of even partial birth abortion, and he has obviously donated to abortion candidates and things like that. And yet in the last several years, he said he's had a conversion, and he just came out this week with a list of the 12 Supreme Court judges that he would potentially nominate to the Supreme Court to be ultimately appointed. And these folks are all constitutionalists, which is code for, you know, actually believe in our Constitution and human rights and would be judges who would protect human life. So that's a very good sign. On the Clinton side, and I'm sure you've talked about this a lot, Kevin, it's very clear where Clinton stands. We know she's more pro-abortion than even Barack Obama, our current president, who has been extremely pro-abortion. Planned Parenthood, stunningly, did something that they haven't done in 100 years of their history. The biggest abortion chain actually endorsed Hillary Clinton over Bernie Sanders in the primary. They've never gotten involved in a primary before,
yeah.
But the biggest abortion chain endorsed her. That's because basically Clinton would make Planned Parenthood and abortion an arm of government and would really fight for tax funding, direct tax funding and reimbursement for abortion and the expansion of the abortion empire in the United States. And she's for abortion up until birth. And so it's very clear that we can't have a Clinton president who would be completely against the human rights of the child and women's health. And so in that sense, it's looking like there's only one other candidate standing.
Well, let me ask you this then, because, and I've had 100 conversations that said exactly what you just said, but there are some caveats to it, and that is that, yes, Clinton is 100% to the wrong on this. We know that there's not a bit of daylight towards anything good, and Donald Trump is a question mark in many respects. But his vacillation and kind of tepidness on the issue is of concern to me, that he starts out saying, let's defund Planned Parenthood. And then if you understand his current position on it, he says, well, I'm willing to give them, you know, all the money they need as long as it's not spent on abortion. Well, Lila, you know this better than anybody else. You've researched this more than anybody else. They claim that the $542 million that we gave them in the last fiscal year is 100% not spent on abortion. So is there, and they named Donald Trump their favorite Republican in 2015, in October of 2015. So it wasn't even, you know, that long ago. So are we right to be concerned that there's a question mark hanging above his head? I mean, is it really as cut and dry as what you just made it out to be?
Well, I didn't make it out to be, and I should further explain that it's not that we have a champion, because we don't. We do not have a champion. What we have is our unknowns with Donald Trump and a couple good indicators and then some other very troubling indicators. But with Clinton, there are zero positive indicators, and it's 100% known where she stands. So from that perspective, you know, they talk about voting for the lesser of two evils, you know, everyone has to go with their conscience to the voting booth. But from that perspective, you look at the field and you have to really draw conclusions. That being said, I agree with you, Kevin. I've been very disappointed, concerned, and outright, a lot of folks have been confused about where Donald Trump stands. And he has vacillated during a few of the GOP debates. He talked about, you know, how he didn't agree with Planned Parenthood because they do abortions, and he said, well, I would defund them. But then he would, in the same breath, say that they do wonderful things.
Yeah.
and he'd repeat their talking point that only 3% of what they do is abortion, which is an outright falsehood. I mean, 40% of their clinic income is abortion.
Yeah. Well, and Lila, we know that there's going to be a lot of people that manipulate those numbers, but it's discouraging. It really is to see what we are going to be ending up with if we don't get a clear pro-life candidate from either side. But, you know, we'll take his list, at least at face value for now. Kevin McCullough, thank you, Lila. It's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. Stay with us, live from New York.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. So glad to be here. If you're watching live on Biz Television, it's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. Kind of a pretty night tonight. But the music from the Hot Sardines and welcoming you into our studio. We had a little bit of a problem with the video chat, but it's up and running again. And so we welcome you. If you're watching on Biz TV, if you want to watch that feed, you can go to TheBingeThinker.com. And we're welcoming in FM 105.5 tonight in Orlando, Florida, our newest FM The Answer there, FM 105.5, The Answer in Orlando, and we're grateful to have them tagging along. 888-340-3373 is our phone number, and we love to have your phone calls throughout the show. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Okay, so this week there was a little bit of a brush up, because on Thursday night, the actress Uma Thurman had something happen to her that was, I would imagine it's somewhat shocking, somewhat surprising. She was giving somebody basically an award, not an award, but they were at an auction. And in this auction, they were bidding for something, and Uma was a presenter, and then she helped host the bid, and then the guy won the bid, and then so she goes to congratulate him, and he lays a big fat smooch on her that she is now, as of today, violently telling her publicist, hey, get this out here, I was violated, I didn't feel right about this, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I just want to say this up front. I don't ever think it's cool for a man to cross the personal boundary of a woman and to press himself upon her in any way whatsoever. I think a hug that is unwanted is unwanted. I think a touch that is unwanted, end of story. But I couldn't help but note some odd bit of context in this story from this perspective. The guy obviously felt very liberated to just give her a big smooch. And if you're watching on the television channel, we've got a series of pictures that are rolling. She posed for a picture with him, and then there was the pictures of them smooching. And in one frame, she's holding his head. Go back a couple of pictures, Nick. In one frame, she's got her hands on his head as though she's the one initiating the kiss. In fact, if that's the single frame that you saw from the outtake, you'd go, wow, it looks like she's okay with it there, because his hands are down around her waist. Now, there's another shot where he's obviously trying to, eat her face a little bit more aggressively. So, and he's got his hands now behind her hair, and there's all this, like, animal angst that's going on. But this was the weird part. This was obviously, and she's now saying she regrets it, she felt violated, blah, blah, blah. The guy had just bid on and won the following. It was an auction, at least this item was auctioned off, for him to get the ultimate package at the Victoria's Secrets experience. Now, I don't know exactly what all goes into the ultimate experience or the ultimate package at the Victoria's Secrets experience. I don't know what all is included, but I do know some of what was included, which is two front row tickets to an event where women are going to parade in front of him in their underwear, much of which is able to be seen through. Now, any red-blooded man that likes women is going to think he's hit the jackpot if he has tickets to a front row event where the most gorgeous women in the world from a physical perspective parade in front of you in their underwear, much of which is see-through. Now, I know that I'm not supposed to point this out. I know that it's very old-fashioned and very blah, 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 traditional, and, I'm showing what a square I am, et cetera, et cetera. But in a society where we say that bidding $196,000 to get the ultimate package at the Victoria's Secrets experience, where you get to sit in the front row while long-legged, large-breasted women walk in front of you in their underwear, most of which is able to be seen through, you might have a little bit of an issue with liberties being taken by such men. I'm not saying that that makes it right. And if she felt violated, I certainly feel like she should speak up and say something about it. Though, again, the pictures are kind of somewhat questionable because she has his head in her hands in one of the pictures. But I'm just curious This is what went through my head today, because to my knowledge, I don't know that I know of anybody that this has happened to, and maybe it has happened to somebody and I'm unaware of it. But have you ever had an unwanted kiss be laid upon you, whether you were male or female? And if so, how did you deal with it? Because I think that what I would probably be tempted to do if somebody was out to kiss me and I didn't want to be kissed by them, I'd probably just, like, punch them in the face. Because when they come zooming in, right? Like, it's like, and look at, okay, on TV you can see this, but on radio I'll describe it. Put up the picture of them where they're kissing again. The dude is massively shorter than her. Okay? He's a shrimpo. Like, just pick one of them. Look, she's got like 4 or 5 inches on him, easy, in just average height. So when he goes in for the big smacker, she should have given him the big smacker. Like, she should have just smacked him. Like, what are you doing there? Get down from there, you little rugrat. What are you doing? What are you trying to do to me? Am I all out to lunch on this? 888-340-3373. I want to take a few phone calls on it. 888-340-3373. When someone comes to kiss you in an unwanted sense, do you have to let them do it? Is it necessary to let them get to your space? Especially if they're smaller and kind of weenier than you are? Because this guy, he's a silver spoon, right? He's going to inherit the Fiat car kingdom, whatever that is. And she's, you know, she looks good for 40, whatever she is. I mean, Uma's still got it going on. But today she's tweeting, and her publicist is, she didn't like that. She was very put off. She was violated, blah, blah, blah. Look, this dude, look at what he bid on. This is not the kind of guy you're going to bring home and say, hey, this is great marriage material here. First of all, he's kind of dumb. He paid $196,000 to see women dance in their underwear. He can do that for a lot less right here in New York City. Kevin McCullough coming right back. 888-340-3373. 888.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future returns.
So I just finished my AR-15 pistol kit that I got at guns80.com, and my wife says, no more guns, and then I call, and they tell me they have a Trump commemorative special. Their new improved lower, and it's a beauty. Now, professionally engraved on the side of every one of the new improved lowers is Trump, make America great again. That's right, Trump, make America great again, right on the side of your brand new improved lower. Sorry, honey, I gotta have one. guns80.com, the Trump special, ask for it. guns80.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York. And coming up at the top of the hour, the Ladies Lounge, MJ Kronfeld coming back with us. She was last with Millennials for Cruise. She's written a very interesting article in Millennial Magazine about sex trafficking, and this is a big passion for her. But she's also on Israel and the UN, Women in the Campaign. We got a lot to get to with MJ, as she likes to go by tonight, and we'll be doing that. But I want to talk to you about this issue of Uma Thurman's fallout on her. She was helping to MC this auction, and she auctions off the ultimate package to the Victoria's Secrets experience. And I don't know why you'd even want to come into contact with a human being who would bid on such a thing. I mean, because you know the kind of guy that's going to bid on it, right? He's going to kind of be skeezy. Yeah, I want to be in a room where a lot of women that I'm not married to are parading in front of me in their underwear, most of which is see-throughable. So when he comes up to be congratulated, they kiss, and there's this one shot of her putting her hands on his face, and it looks as though she's not fighting him off or anything. And then there's this other picture where he's got her head in his hands, and he's obviously, like, you know, being much more forceful with the kiss. Now, I am not, hear me clear on this. I am not, it is never, no means no. You never cross a boundary. But if you don't put up a boundary, and you're dealing with a guy that basically just likes to pay a lot of money to have women objectified in front of him, I mean, it's not like this wasn't in totally out of the realm of possibility of occurring, was it? 888-340-3373. And if you've ever had some dude try to kiss you, or I guess, guys, if you've had a girl maybe try to put a move on you, this is the modern era we live in, and your girlfriend or wife or whoever, you know, wasn't there at the time, it's not required that they be allowed to be successful, right? Like, you don't have to let them kiss you, right? You can hit them and smack them in the head. Get that away from me. You're not getting near me with those lips. 888-340-3373. I'm curious as to how you would handle it, if you would handle it, what you would do, how you would do it, how you would go about it. If I was Uma Thurman, or if, you know, I'd advised anybody that was going to be in Uma Thurman's position, first of all, I don't even shake the guy's hand. He just won an auction to get the ultimate package for the Victoria's Secrets experience, whatever that is, includes, of which we know two front row tickets to the underwear fashion show was part of it. But now she's, you know, protesting all over the place. No, I didn't like the kiss. It wasn't me. Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York. Stay with us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.